Hi, everyone. This is Tyrenees. I'm world famous astrologer, and this is my astrology podcast. Of course, lots is going on in the heavens. And in my 2025 horoscope, guys, I talked about the first 6 months of 2025 as being the most hectic and the most, well, not the most scary. I mean, that's going too far, isn't it? But the most, let's say, chaotic. And when we get all these planets in the mutable signs, I'm certain that the word chaotic reigns supreme. Things change, you have lots to do, you want to add things to your schedule. And now Mercury says, take a pause. We just got through the full moon lunar eclipse. I'm sure you all saw pictures of the blood moon, and it was in the sign of Virgo. So this highlights the axis or the oppositions between the sign of Virgo and Pisces. So it makes sense that you might want to look at your birth chart and see where this axis actually is influencing you. So not only does the full moon in Virgo influence you, but all the planets in Pisces. That is the axis between Virgo and Pisces. And so we know that eclipses are in effect for far longer than a regular lunation, let's say. And of course, at 23 degrees Virgo, we still have Saturn to hit 23 degrees Virgo. And we still have the lunar nodes to hit 23 degrees Virgo. So these are going to be important dates when that full moon eclipse comes alive, let's say. So with major transits, sometimes we need a smaller transit or a personal transit to kind of highlight it or to ignite it or make it more real to you. So we know that Mercury is going retrograde tonight at 2:46 a.m. Eastern time. And so there's a lot of Mercury retrograde do's and don'ts to get to. So during Mercury retrograde, we don't necessarily start anything new. And I know that sometimes that's impossible. You might get a new job during Mercury retrograde. So what would that mean to you? Well, that would simply mean that you might not stay in the job. You might change positions or you might find another job. Not necessarily bad. It might not be the best place for you, or you have something to learn there temporarily, let's say, and that, you know, you're going to move on from there. So maybe it's not the right place, or maybe you just have to go back and revisit a karmic situation or experience something. You have something to learn there, but it's a small lesson, you know? So we take all those little lessons in our stride. And I think that that's one thing about Mercury retrograde, right? You do something, then you have to redo it, but you do it a third time because Mercury does three passes and you learn something, right? So it's more like, did you do that right? Did you learn a lesson here? Did you do things perfection? Did you fix it the right way? So that's what Mercury is about. It's not necessarily a bad thing, but we can look at it from a positive and say that it's actually a good thing. So if you made a mistake, well, then you get another chance to redo it. If you happen to sign a document, well, then it's probable that that document or agreement might come back to you and you might get another chance to perfect it, make it the way you want. So we see that Mercury retrograde is not at all a bad thing. It's just another opportunity when life slows down and you get a chance to do things over. And that makes a lot of sense because we know that Venus is retrograde in Aries and also that Mercury is retrograde in Aries. And this comes before, and that's the first decanate, the first 9 degrees of the sign of Aries, the first decanate of Aries. So this is telling us a lot about, well, what we can expect over the next year, year and a half, as Neptune enters Aries on March 30th, and then Saturn enters Aries at the end of May. So we have a lot of new beginnings, but also starting things the right way, and also being aware that we can always go back and we can fix them, redo them, or improve upon things. And I think that that is the good thing about Mercury retrograde. It's not necessarily a good thing to start a relationship or get married under Mercury retrograde or engage because the possibilities of it not working out are pretty high. So Mercury is in the sign of Aries. And what does Mercury do in the sign of Aries, actually? Well, he's prone to exaggeration, promising too much, making a bigger thing of things than they actually are, being impulsive, starting out too many things at once, having too many irons in the fires, and also being somewhat restless. So there you have it. You can always go to my website, www.terrynazon.com. I have a Mercury retrograde page that is quite extensive, and you can definitely brush up on your Mercury retrograde skills. That's all for now. Have a wonderful day.